Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 151.
The DC Cinematic Universe has been destroyed! All dead! James Gunn is rebooting everything! Wonder Woman 3 is cancelled! Aquaman 2 is probably gonna be the last Aquaman! And you know, no more Ben Affleck as Batman! And there were even rumors of you know, the Pattinson Batman was gonna be folded into the DC Universe! And that was all bollocks! Henry Cavill won't be returning as Superman! I mean, what is DC doing? They also canceled the Batman Beyond movie that would have had Michael Keaton play Old Man Wayne to the Terry McGinnis character. And Black Adam allegedly losing money hand over superhuman fist.
And this all affects me how?
Well, I mean, Henry Cavill was like the quintessential Superman, you know? Who's right up there with Christopher Reeve. Batfleck was also fun. And Wonder Woman was alright too, at least the first one was. Justice League Snyder Cut was way too long and unnecessary, but at least Cyborg had a bigger role. Oi, that reminds me. What is even happening with The Flash?
Well, I think the actor themselves kind of killed that real quick.
Ezra Miller messed up all the world. Ezra Miller messed up the whole world! You know, I mean, you know, DC has such a great group of actors, and they just got handed, you know, crap scripts and silly plots, you know, thinking multi-million dollar marketing would just get everyone into the theater to watch this pathetic parade of superhuman failure.
You're really passionate about this, aren't you?
Well, I mean, DC has been dominating with animated superhero films, right? So why can't they make it work with live action? I mean, at this point, just play to your strengths, you know? Just make animated films for the love of Zod. Get it sorted, DC. I miss Henry Cavill already.
So, what about, you know, the Aquaman guy? There was rumors of him possibly portraying Lobo in a movie. Is that still a thing?
You know, I don't know. You know, that rumor of, you know, Momoa playing Lobo is still up in the air. There's no confirmation. You know, and it, honestly, it's going to be a bit awkward seeing him play, you know, Lobo so soon after playing Aquaman. You know, it's like, it's all sorts of jank.
Well, no one really likes Aquaman, so I say Lobo is the way to go.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, right? James Gunn kind of taking over the cinematic universe for DC. You gotta kind of figure he's gonna wipe the slate clean, you know? I mean, for them to continue to try, you know, to work with essentially 10 years of broken DC movies as lore is, you know, just kind of ridiculous. You can only retcon so much before it becomes a laughable farce.
I agree. Wipe those poop movies from the screen like the aftermath of a Taco Tuesday. And flush twice. You know, it's just all madness. I mean, I know, right? Clean slate will make things easier, but, I mean, you got Henry Cavill on deck, and he left Witcher to become Superman again. You know, I mean, the studio even told him to make an announcement that he was going to return as Superman. And then they're like, oh, just kidding, mate. Psych. You know, it's really just not in good form to do that, Warner Brothers.
You know, here's the thing. I thought Henry Cavill left Witcher because the writers weren't being faithful to the source material, and being a huge fan, Cavill was like, I'm out. You guys are just messing this up.
I heard that too, but I'm not sure if it's confirmed by the shoe wearers of Hollywood. You know, it's just sad that the apex of DC cinema was like the original Superman movie from the late 70s and those two Batman films by Tim Burton, you know?
Oh, speaking of Tim Burton, yo, spooky kids, we got a win. The Wednesday Addams Netflix series is the second most watched series in Netflix history.
That is a delightful dark beam of sorrow for the morose, angsty teen in us all.
Well, okay, that's all well and good, but, you know, hey, you think if Black Adam's sequel gets canceled, Dwayne Johnson is gonna flip out?
The balance of power in the DC universe will forever be changed.
He was not wrong. He was not wrong. I don't know. I've said this numerous times. The DC universe for me has mostly been animated stuff and, like, a handful of older movies. But, unfortunately, I didn't really get terribly invested in any of the current DC movies, as they were mostly fairly bland. I mean, Even the Christian Bale Batman movies, they weren't that great. If it wasn't for Heath Ledger's Joker, would anyone really care? I mean, first movie was kind of meh. Dark Knight was good. And then the other one, stuff happened. I don't even remember any of it. Very forgettable.
Well, you know, James Gunn usually does good movie things, so maybe DC will be a little bit better. Maybe. Maybe it'll be better. Grab a sweater, sit in a theater, eat some popcorn, see what happens.
But here's the thing. James Gunn always has a goofy sense of humor injected into his films, you know? I mean, do we need a goofy take on Superman or Batman? Probably not. I mean, look what happened to Thor when they started making things too lighthearted. You know, last movie was just a snooze fest.
How come Thor's character went from super powerful hero to silly man with dumb brains?
Yeah, Thor did become progressively more derpy as the films went on. Like, the whole Thanos thing broke his brain and he became this silly buffoon, perpetually aloof.
Yeah, kind of unfortunate. But for those in an uproar about the recent DC shakeup, don't be. Right? Clean slate means new possibilities, and if you can't be open to possibilities, what's the point?
All this is just really wearing down on the fans over time, you know? I just want DC fans to get a win, you know? Give Marvel some competition.
Well, Marvel hasn't been all snorts and flurries, you know.
What?
Marvel had some poopy movies. I mean, Eternals was terrible, Shang-Chi was just mediocre, and Thor, Love and Thunder was 2 hours of indifferent viewing, and half of the Marvel series have just been okay, but they haven't been bad, but they haven't been great. They're just there. You put them on in the background and make yourself some soup, you know? It's like watching Wheel of Fortune at the senior citizens' home. You only have to look up when you hear the applause.
Well, at least DC's Sandman series did well, as did Pattinson's Batman, and, what's his name? The Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. There's a sequel coming out for that. That's something to look forward to. So, there is potential in these franchises to work as long as someone competent gets a hold of them.
And I suppose James Gunn is the person to do that?
I don't know, what do you want? Steven Spielberg? You know, you want Wes Anderson?
Hatta!
Oh, now you want to talk to me!
All right, do you have any input on this?
Yo, you think I care what DC is doing? I don't even care what Marvel doing! Superheroes running around trying to save the world from some super impossible to overcome threat from beyond. I'm just waiting for the next Tarantino movie, or at least something from Jordan Peele.
Yo, any of you see Nope?
Nope.
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 You all suck. I'm out.
Well, at least we know the hat is alive.
No thanks to society! Y'all suck!
You know, bloke's just been sitting in the corner there the last 4 months on the phone.
That's cause I got addicted to Genshin Impact! Them waifu slot machines are just sucking up all my money!
Oh god. Whatever. Well, other than the DC shakeup, and, you know, crap hitting the fan on Twitter, as usual since Elon took over,
you figure with so much money, he would be nicer to squirrels.
You're not making any sense.
Well, if you had billions of dollars, wouldn't you support squirrels?
I suppose.
Someone send Elon our Patreon. Support is both needed and appreciated.
Yeah, I don't think Elon is going to take the time out of running Twitter and going to Mars to donate to cartoon squirrels.
You know, I don't know, mate. You know, Christmas miracle, perhaps.
You're all hurting my head.
Shut up! Waffles!
Well, Bezos said he was getting rid of his fortune to charity, so it's a possibility! Does Bezos like squirrels?
I don't know. Everyone likes squirrels, mate.
Even billionaires! We all love the world over!
Are we?
Well, I will send both Bezos and Elon postcards kindly requesting their support on Patreon. Dear Elon or Jeffy B, I know you both have money and would probably like to share it. What better way to share your monies by donating to a group of squirrels who for 20 years have been amusing the humans who will be stuck here on Earth when you all go to Mars? And in all honesty, there's no stores on Mars, so why not spend your money here and help the squirrels? Mars has no squirrels. Be kind to squirrels. Your friend, Pilsy the Squirrel.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
Well, it's not gonna work unless I get a stamp. I need postage! Postage this!
Shut up! Waifu slot machine!
Whatever. I'll send it, but I'm pretty sure you're just gonna be put on a watch list.
Oh, I like when people watch. Add me to your watch list. Thank you.
Oh my god. Depending on the news cycle during the holiday season, we may or may not have a podcast next week. So, if we don't have a podcast next week, Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays! And a Bezos in a pear tree!
Oh, God. Later, everyone. Don't spend all your money on waifu slot machines and gacha games.
I will do what I want!
Oh, God. Later, everyone.
I already got this waifu! Reroll!
Down.